We're sitting here with Holmes Community College head coach Jeff Coons. And coach, just tell me how things have been going, and then we'll roll into our offense and defensive guys.
Well, Steve, as you know, we're really excited with the upcoming season. These young men have really worked hard. You know, the sophomores have been working hard since January. Of course, the freshmen got here the first week of July, and it's been nonstop ever since. Their heads are still spinning. I don't think they've ever played this much football in this short amount of time. So we're looking forward to the season. Can't wait for next week. The boys are getting anxious and ready to play some football.
Let's talk a little bit about summer camp and, the conditioning-wise, getting everybody ready, and then how things have been going so far in the preseason for fall.
Right. Well, July serves two purposes. Number one, we get them acclimated to college life. They come in here, they don't have a full academic schedule, so we can teach them some things that need to be taught as far as how to do their academics. It gives us plenty of time to do that, so they can get used to going to a study table, knowing how to do college work and all that. So we had a very successful July as far as our academic program went. I believe we had close to a 2.7 team GPA, which we're very proud of. Of course, the football side of it gives both sides of the ball and special teams a chance to install. We do run probably a complicated scheme on both sides of the ball and special teams for this level. So that added time helps us there. As far as getting out in the weather, you're limited to what you can do as far as the contact goes, but that's okay. We practiced 3 days a week during that time period there, and got a lot accomplished.
All right, Coach, we'll just talk about your team goals. I think we've mentioned those a few times, and what can people expect, and what is this team expecting, or what are they wanting to accomplish?
Well, we're year three in our program, and we think we have a chance to play against the best teams in the state. So with that being said, and it's a little tongue-in-cheek, but the first goal is to win the first game. Our second goal is to win the last game. And then our third goal is to win all the ones in between. So, we have high expectations for this year's program. We would like to get into the state playoffs this year and compete for a state championship. And if we can accomplish that, then along would come a bowl bid, and we'd like to win that if we're given the opportunity. So we have high expectations for this year. The young men and these coaches have worked very hard, and we're looking forward to see what kind of product we put on the field starting next week.
All right, let's go into offense first. And I've been talking to a lot of the new linemen, and some of them aren't used to that fast pace that Coach McCarty does. Talk a little bit about that. People that know him know that's the kind of style he likes to run. And how hard is it for some of these younger guys to get acclimated to that?
Well, once you learn the system, it's not that difficult. They've just never done it. Of course, Mike's an original West Coast guy, does a great job. You see all these innovators, supposedly, that are coming out, the Malzahns, Hugh Freeze, and all them folks that are going super fast, the guy over at Oklahoma State. Well, heck, Mike's been doing that forever. That's kind of been his system. So it's not new to Mike. He knows how to teach it. These kids are getting used to it, and they have to go fast. But the faster they go, the tireder the group that they're blocking gets. So it'll pay off, especially on a limited roster like we have in this league.
All right, well, let's break down the offense a little bit, talk about your position by position and what you're expecting from each of those guys.
Well, let's start with the offensive line. That's where it all begins. But we got big old Talbot Byes at left tackle. He's a big kid, 6'8". He did a nice job of putting on some weight. He's about 300 pounds now. Very intelligent young man. And he'll be on that left side along with Teron Taylor. At that left guard is Kenyatta McMurray. Big guy, 350 pounder, not a real tall guy, but a short, squatty guy that has some playing experience. He's got Corey Anderson playing behind him, good size young man. At center, we've had a good battle between David Hendershot and Stuart Shaw. Really couldn't name a starter right now. They both have done a decent job there, and that may be a game day decision coming right down to the wire. Jermaine Kennebrew is at the right guard along with Claiborne Williams. Claiborne's been getting better every day, so that's a very tight battle there. At that right tackle, old Billy Lightning and Devontae Bradley have been battling it out. So Billy's a little more athletic, but Bradley's a little bit bigger. So both bring a little something special to the table, and we're excited about those two guys. Going to the running backs, we've got it'll be by committee. Everybody will get a chance to play, but old Freddie Franklin's a returner. Did a nice job on special teams last year in the return game. Of course, Richard Hampton's the biggest back we got. He goes about 225, and hopefully he can be physical. He's got the size to do it. Percy O'Bannon, a past 3A player of the year out of Charleston, is with us now, and we're excited for him. Percy's got the ability to score every time he touches the ball. And then we've got Greg King, who broke all the state records in powerlifting for his weight class. So he's a good, strong, hard running back. So all four of those guys bring a little something different to the table. Going to our receivers, we've got quite a few there. Of course, having Rumpf last year, we were able to draw some good players to the program, starting with Alvin Scott out of Birmingham, Alabama. I'm sorry, Oneonta, Alabama, which is just outside of Birmingham. Very, very good athletic receiver with good speed. Demontarius Kendricks, a local kid out of Crystal Springs, who's a good tall target. I think he'll help us. Michael Brown, who is out of Birmingham, Spain Park High School. Pretty solid player, kind of does it all. Is a good special teams player also. So Michael's done a nice job. Of course, everybody knows Daniel Huffines. He's the one that scored that winning two-point conversion against Hines last year. You know, he's just that little banty rooster that gets the job done. He inspires everybody. He's not real big, but he plays real big. On the other side there, we've got Dariel Joyner, outstanding receiver that West Virginia had offered coming out of high school. He's out of Miami, Florida. We're excited to have him. He's another game breaker. Makes some great plays, makes some great acrobatic catches. I like the way he goes after the ball, and he's a playmaker. Of course, David Hickman will fill in at one of the slot receivers. Shaq Holmes was with us last year, did a nice job. He's a returner. And then Jacarius Flowers out of Gentry High School. He'll do a nice job for us. He's a good tall receiver, very athletic. Of course, everybody wants to know about the quarterbacks. We had a great battle coming out of the camp there. And again, each one brings a little something different. Payne Horan has done an outstanding job, very intelligent quarterback. He's a left-hander, which we hadn't had around here in a while. But smart kid, throws the deep ball well. We're excited about that because we need to stretch the field. And then he does a nice job dishing it off to all those quality receivers there. So we're looking forward to him taking charge back there. Jamario Benson brings a little bit more to the table as far as his running ability. Payne's probably the best thrower we've got, whereas Jamario's the better runner out of the two. James Ayers has done a nice job, and he's right in the mix. He can do a little bit of both. He can throw and run. So it kind of depends on what we want to do that week, but all three will contribute this year.
So just tell me, Coach, you talk about Payne, and you hear everybody talk about the blind side and the movie and all that. So with him being left-handed, that should put a little more pressure on the right tackle. It's always left tackle with the right-handers.
Right.
Is it anything to that, or is it any mental issues, or because if a tackle's on that right side or whoever's on that right side, they've got to be aware they do have a left-handed guy, and they need to keep him off of him if
right.
He's trying to throw the ball.
Well, I mean, bottom line, both tackles are supposed to protect the quarterback, but I see what you're saying there. We're really not going to adjust or flip-flop our tackles. Both of them are capable of doing a good job. What we will do is have those guys mobile in the pocket. So if we're having any issues with that, is we're not going to stand there and just get clobbered. We're going to move the pocket around, do some play action. We'll run a little more two-back this year to help not only protect but to pollute the defense's eyes a little bit and get some misdirection. So we've got some things in place that will help out with regards to that. But as far as making a change and putting – the quote-unquote best guy. Well, heck, both our tackles are supposed to be good, so we expect them both to be able to protect their backside.
Tell me about the offense. We talked about Coach McCarty earlier, but, I mean, is this an offense designed to, I know everybody wants it to be, but to put up a lot of points? Should be exciting. You got some good skill guys out there, so we should be putting up some good points. Is that what you're
feeling? Well, obviously that's the goal, is to score as many as you can in that four-quarter period, and if necessary, into overtime. Obviously that's the goal. It is fast-paced. What I like, it does tire the defense out, and it's one of those offenses that it may not click early in the game, but it starts to take its toll with the pace and with the automatic calls and stuff. So, you know, you may not click early. Heck, if you're clicking early, look out. That's going to be a high-scoring game. But as the game goes on, some things should kick into place with the speed and the fatigue of the defense. So, again, we do have the ability, hopefully, to run the ball better this year. So we're looking forward to that. But to answer your question, obviously, we're going to try to score as many points as we can every game.
All right, Coach, let's swing our conversation to the defensive guys. And just by looking at the returners and everything, defense probably brought the most talent back on that side of the ball. Just start by talking about the defense as a whole, and then we'll break down each position from there.
All right, well, we'll start again with the defensive line. We've got a returner in Eric Hilton, was second team All-State last year. He'll kind of anchor that thing down there, but he's a solid, strong kid, extremely strong. I mean, he's not the biggest D lineman we have, but he is a strong kid. We did bring in a Kenderson Obas out of Orlando, Florida. We expect great things from him. He's an inside guy. He's got great quickness, uses his hands real well, has a good understanding of the game. Lyndon Baines Johnson. You gotta love that name. He's actually Lyndon Baines Jr. His dad was named after the president. But Lyndon brings a physical presence to the game. He's about 6'6", about 275 pounds, great size for a freshman. Just kind of learning the game, but he's using his hands better and has great leverage. So we're looking for good things out of him. And then, of course, Richard Mitchell was with us last year. He'll handle that weak side end or the speed rush end. And he's got some good quickness and is getting some attention from the D1 programs. Going to linebacker, we're bringing back a returner from last year, Quay Watt. Has great speed, has great cover skills. We had a tough decision to make when we picked the roster there, and Quay brought a little more to the table as far as being able to play some other positions as well. In the middle, Antrion Bennett out of West Point has done a nice job for us. He's a good downhill player, very physical. The good battle there between him and Brian Ballard. Ballard's from Madison Central. He was their starting middle linebacker. Good, tough kid. Really plays the run well, and a very physical player. Lakedrick Flowers, a player from South Panola, is another linebacker that has shown up well in camp. Going to our defensive secondary, of course, we have a great returner in Chris Givens. He's from Ridgeland High School, was second in the country last year with 7 interceptions, just a playmaker. Really worked on his speed in the offseason. We can see it in practice. He breaks on the ball a little bit better and is playing the deep ball a little bit better than he did last year. So Chris is a solid player out there at corner. And at the other corner is Tajani Shepherd. T. Shepherd was a Notre Dame signee, one of the highly regarded corners in the country. We're excited about having him here. He's a very good man cover guy. We are teaching him some zone coverages. Some of that is new to him, but we're excited to have him. Very talented, and he'll be a very explosive player for us on some special teams also. At safety, Terrius Triplett has done a nice job. Big safety, very physical, does make a lot of plays. So we're excited to have him, and there are some Division I programs very interested in him. And then Jamie Jamison from Yazoo City has done a nice job. So that would round out the secondary. So, we have some veterans coming back. We are excited for them and look forward to being solid on defense.
All right, Coach. Special teams-wise, we talk about our punter coming back, and then we're bringing in a new place kicker, but you got a returning long snapper. So have a lot of experience at those positions too.
Right. Well, let's start with the long snapper, just because he is very special. Jordan Fleming, I would say by far is the best long snapper in the state, probably one of the top long snappers in the country. His times are phenomenal. When the nice thing with him, he does like to block and he does like to get downfield and cover kicks. So he actually has it all. I expect him to have a great year. He did a solid job for us last year. Of course, he was a first-team All-Stater coming out of high school, and that's a position that when you don't have one, you really notice it. When you have one, you kind of take it for granted. But Jordan's exceptional at that position. Coming back at the as the punter is Matt Spencer out of Brandon. Very, very strong leg, has actually improved, is even stronger than last year. A lot more consistent, which is what you look for in the punt game. He will really be able to flip the field for us, which is critical when you're playing field position. So we're expecting great things from Matt, and he's had a good preseason camp. He's hit some balls that are legitimate D1 caliber punts. He'll be amongst the top punters in the state this year, if not the best punter in the state. Cole Ballard is coming in to do our place kicking chores. Been very solid, got good range, has been consistent up to this point, so we're expecting big things from him. Well, we should be solid with our special teams.
And talking about Fred Franklin, he was the NJCAA Player of the Week one time last year on a big return against Hines, and you also had T. Shepherd, you mentioned, to go back there, as well as Daniel Huffines on punt returns. Talk about what those guys can bring.
Well, they're all solid returners. Of course, there's a lot of excitement. We led the country last year in kickoff returns. Everybody wants to get back there now that they know that we have a pretty solid scheme. They're excited about that and really want to continue that tradition of being strong in the return games. We work very hard on it. Coach McCarty does a great job on that kickoff return. As far as our punt and punt returns, you know, we had no block punts our first year coming in. Last year we had several, and that's attributed to Coach Chris Woods, our defensive coordinator. Of course, his other expertise is the special teams, having been a special teams coordinator at several Division I programs. So we're very improved there in the special teams. We expect to win that battle week in and week out.
All right, you got a couple of new coaches coming in. Just tell me a few minutes about them and what they're bringing to the program.
Well, let's start with Jack Wright. Jack Wright came in during spring ball. He's the offensive coordinator at Northwest last year. His record speaks for itself. Outstanding offensive mind. Real excited to have him working with the offensive line. He's got some young kids up there. I mean, he's got his work cut out for him, but very knowledgeable, very good technician. That's what we look for in our coaches. Can they teach the game? I feel like he's an exceptional teacher, and we expect him to do a great job as far as that goes. Myers Hendrickson is another new coach. He'll be coaching our running backs. His dad, Coach Hendrickson, has been coaching Division I football for over 30 years, so he comes from a good bloodline as far as that goes. But Myers is a good, young, energetic coach, been doing a great job. He's much more experienced above his years. He's a young coach. He was at Auburn last year, and he's contributed tremendously so far. The other coach that'll be joining us here shortly, he's en route, is Coach Otis Mounds out of Florida originally. He was the defensive back coach at Texas Tech here a couple years ago, and again, another Auburn grad. We tend to get towards those Auburn alumni, it seems like, but Otis has done a nice job in the past, highly regarded recruiter in the Florida area, so we're excited about what he brings to the table as far as his recruiting abilities, and then of course him having played in the secondary when Auburn was very good, he can bring a lot to the table to these young men. So we're excited about the coaching staff. I feel like we have one of the best staffs, if they not the best staff, coaching staff in the state. Very good teachers of the game, good motivators, and good men. They're extremely good role models for these young men to be around.
So joining the other guys that were already here, Coach David Hill is still here as our receivers coach.
That's right. And, David Hill, of course, is going to handle the receivers. He does a nice job with them, having played the position himself. He's worked extremely hard getting, probably overall as a group, he's got more talent this year. Now with Rumpf last year, he really stood out. But I think overall we've got more talent this year, so we can spread the ball around even a little bit more. Of course, on the offensive side, Coach McCarty we've talked about. And then, of course, on defense, Chris Woods, defensive coordinator, has done a tremendous job there. We've improved in every category. And, again, we can run a variety of things in his defensive package.
And you also have a student coach helping you out, J.D. Bass. He played for you last year and decided he was going to try to help out with the special teams.
Right. Well, J.D. wants to be a coach himself, and it's a great opportunity for him to come in here and work with those specialists. Of course, you know, you don't have a ton of coaches like the major programs have. So anytime you find somebody that would like to help out, and J.D., having been a very good long snapper himself, was a good fit there. But he'll be assisting us with the special teams, and he wants to be a coach, and we're going to help him along with his in this profession.
Final question, Coach. We had a Meet the Bulldogs last night, and you talked to the fans about how important it was to be at the games and how the kids feed off of that. Just kind of reiterate your feelings on getting fans into the Ras Branch Stadium and the renovated press box area, just making it look very professional over there, and just how important is it for those people to be there?
Well, our administration has done a great job, and that starts with Dr. Boyce as far as allocating the money and the resources to improve in all areas. We don't take a back seat to anybody as far as the equipment we put our players in, so we're excited about that. Of course, our facilities have been improved every single year. Are there some more things we would like to do? Yes, and then I would say based on what we've done so far, those things will be coming. The stadium has been improved tremendously. We've got a new sound system and scoreboard that was put in last year. And to spruce things up this year, the press box has been almost tripled in size, a little more user-friendly as far as the central air. I know you guys will like that. I don't know. We won't benefit from it. We're still going to be on that hot sidelines. We probably need some air conditioning down there. But, you know, we were able to purchase some big-time sideline fans that'll make it a little more comfortable for our players. So to answer your question, the atmosphere is going to be better. Real exciting last night, welcoming the Bulldogs. Of course, Heather Jones does a great job with her cheerleading group and organizing that bunch. That was the biggest crowd that we've had in the preseason to meet the Bulldogs. What really stood out was there were a lot of folks there last night with great enthusiasm. And the other thing that I noticed, all the other sports teams that are housed here in Goodman came together as a group, and we really appreciate that. We try to support all those sports programs here on campus, and it was nice to see them, and they all sat together. We knew who they were because they were loud and proud. So that was exciting last night. The kids fed off of that. Of course, Jamie Jamison did a nice job getting the crowd involved. It's very important. I mean, any player that's out there playing likes to look up in those stands and know that there's a bunch of folks supporting them. So we would hope that continues, win, lose, or draw. Obviously, our goal is to win them all. So the bigger the crowd, though, I know those kids appreciate it, and they'll play harder the more people that are in the fans. So we encourage everybody to come out and see this year's version of the Bulldogs.